and bringing the story more up to date, Ray. You were teaching in Lincolnshire.
I was.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I became. I was Ray Fenwick lecturer. I taught at Boston College, and I also taught at Stanford College, and I loved it. It was a great time. I was still carrying on my music career as well during that. They used to have to go away and do something. They'd give me time off to do it, and because they always used to say, "Well, if you're doing that, you're bringing back that knowledge that you can import to the students," you know. And the students were great. We had some really good kids at that college. A lot of them went on to do good things, to play in America. I've got a couple of kids. One kid who's become a really good drum leader is in Nashville now. A lot of them became teachers. Others, you know, did various things in the music business. And it was a BTEC course, and at that time it was there weren't many people doing it. Everybody's doing BTEC courses now. It was a new thing. It was always fun. I mean, I got to play a lot too, because I had to demonstrate things to them. I got to play with them. I got to know them really well. They became friends, some of them, and it was just something new for me. But it was no real different to running a session. You've got people there, you've got musicians there, they're all musicians, or budding musicians. You've got people in a room, and you have to take control of them, the same as you do when you're producing. Somebody's got to be in charge, and I learned that from Mike Hurst. Mm. Somebody has to be in charge. You can't just, it's not one of these things of, what do you think? Nobody wants to know, you know, if you're a producer, and you go to the person, to the guitarist, and you're indecisive, and you say, well, what do you think? You can't do that as a producer. You've got to be the one that thinks. Same with lecturing. You know?
Yeah, yeah. You were still gigging, and one of those tours was with old friend Steve Howe and the band Remedy. And I remember you telling me that, you know, you wrote out all the parts for that gig.
I did, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. Again, that is, you know, tremendous effort, isn't it, to make sure everything's perfect? And
because Steve's perfectionist, absolute perfectionist. Like, I remember turning up to the first day for a gear check, everything, you know, the tour manager's there, and the first thing he said to me, he's got all my stuff out, he said, can't use those, right? And I said, use what? And he said, the plug boards. I said, oh, you can't have white plug boards on the stage. He said, you've got to have black. He said, don't worry, I'll go and buy you some. But that was it. It was that whole thing. And there was this thing about, I was told it had to be silent tuning, which is quite right, too. You've got to be able to, if you're tuning up, they don't want to hear anyone going, bang, bang, bang. It's all got to be silent, which meant that I had to have a tuner in my rack. So in other words, when you hit the button, it turned the actual sound off, and you could just see the tuning dial, the tuning meter. I remember we played the Paradiso in Amsterdam, and my friend Paula Edouard, who I did Minute by Minute, came with a couple of other people, and he listened to the show, and he said, do you know, he said, that's the best sound we have ever heard. And it was a beautiful sound, that band. He had two songs in it, the drummer and the keyboard player, and it was just a great sounding band. It was just lovely playing with Steve. And one of the reasons that Steve got me to do it was, there's a couple of things in there which are fingerstyle, Chet Atkins, you know. We made a track together once, Steve and I, down at East Studio, which is on one of his compilation albums. And we were jamming and doing all the Chet Atkins bits, and Steve said, oh, you do all that, do you? I said, yeah, I do all that stuff, sort of stuff. And Steve remembered that, and he said, that's the reason I asked you to do it. And it was really because I could do that Chet Atkins style on a couple of the tracks. I mean, small pieces, but you know, if you need, that's what you need. You need someone that can play it. And that's how I got involved with him. And I loved playing with him. And I'm still in touch with Steve now.